Well, always enjoy speaking to our next guest because he is just so good at what he does. In fact, people from around the country and around the world call upon his expertise in areas such as the one we're about to talk about. He is Oakland County Sheriff Extraordinaire Mike Bouchard. And now we're talking a little bit about this bizarre case of the continuing search for Lynette Hooker, the Michigan woman who went missing in the Bahamas. It was quiet for a while, but it has restarted for a variety of reasons. We're going to get some of that information from Sheriff Bouchard right now. Michael, hello.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
I am excellent. This case kind of went cold, but it was never out of the minds and even hearts of many people, family members and such. But hang on one second. I just got a call there. Okay.
If it's pizza for me, take it.
It says, did you order double cheese, double pepperoni? That's my order, but no, I didn't order it. But anyway, obviously people have been wondering. Her husband was detained. I don't know if he was officially arrested. Then he was released. And then he said he wasn't going to leave the Bahamas. And then he left the Bahamas. He had a sick mother or something. I don't know what's going on. But now has this been called a possible foreign murder of a U.S. national, or is that something new that has breathed new life into the case?
Yeah, I mean, I think having the federal agencies that are involved now, obviously from the law enforcement perspective, opens a whole lot of investigative capabilities and potential charges should they find something awry. The challenge is, obviously, if this person did intentionally kill her, he's not going to be honest about where he was. And from what I've read, you know, he had shut off some of his navigational tracking systems. So that seems to be an intentional thing. And within that gap of it being shut off, where could he have moved, even if it was accidental? So, you know, when we do a search for someone that went off the back of a boat and drowned in a large lake in Oakland County, oftentimes in an accident situation, where they went in the water is a critical piece of information, and they don't even know it because of the panic and the situation. And so we have to then do a grid search in a lake. Imagine in the ocean.
Oh, I cannot imagine. But apparently, one U.S. official familiar, you know, here's the problem in all these things. No one is, at the moment that I'm aware of, nobody that is feet on the ground or however you want to put it are being allowed to actually speak about this or any information. But supposedly, again, an official familiar with the investigation says the new digital forensic evidence appears to undercut Brian Hooker's account of the wife's disappearance. And you were spot on when you said, look, if the guy did something, he's going to try to throw him off the scent no matter what. So it would go without saying that he would give different locations. And now they're saying that they have some better idea from some GPS data from one of Brian Hooker's devices.
Yep.
That shows movements in areas that he never said they were at.
100%. And that begins to go to the credibility of his story. And as you know, you've got a husband and wife out on a boat and one only comes back. The first suspect is, you know, is this truly an accident? And that raises an eyebrow automatically. And once you have conflicting information, digital footprint or otherwise, that doesn't align with their story of what happened, then, you know, it raises all sorts of red flags.
Right. So there are now all sorts of red flags. And the good news is that a U.S. Coast Guard cutter has arrived in Marsh Harbor. And I would hope this would happen, but it has, that the Bahamian government has granted permission to send, they can send divers to canvas previously unsearched areas. So, I mean, that's what they need to do, and that's what they're going to do. And what does your gut tell you, Mike Bouchard, the chances of a better result here?
I think it's going to be difficult to find, not impossible, but very difficult in an ocean environment versus, you know, even a lake. It's difficult. But in an ocean environment, you've got different kinds of life and the kinds of things that they may be doing without getting graphic to that body.
Hmm.
If the potential is, though, that if there's something left, and let's delve into the possibility if he did it intentionally and tied her down with something, then you may, on a side scan sonar and with diver participation, be able to see something you want to look at. And, you know, if there's something that has a rope or a weight and even a little bit left, if you know what I mean, mm-hmm. then they have the ability to, okay, this doesn't add up at all. But it's gonna be a challenge.
All right. Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard, it's not your county, but you pay attention and you work with everybody. Your take on Macomb County having to cancel a prom at the last minute after a tip about a possible gun threat. Do you know anything more about that?
No, I saw that in the news, and I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody over there to see what it was. Obviously, I think they made the decision out of an abundance of caution. I just always hate when something has to be canceled because somebody is doing the wrong thing and impairs the ability of people that are doing the right thing and finally achieved a milestone not to have that moment.
Well, let me tell you, you have said it so many times on my show that these kids, and I have no idea if a kid did this, but oftentimes it's kids who think they're being funny, and they don't get the message until they find out the really hard way that it's not funny, no one's laughing, and they're in big, big, real trouble if they
100%.
And when they get caught.
It's a crime, and they ought to be held accountable. I mean, it terrorizes parents and students and teachers, and it robs them of what they should be having, which is a joyous, carefree moment celebrating the accomplishment of what they did in school.
Look at the memories they've stolen from these kids. How was your prom? Oh, I didn't have it. It was canceled because there was a threat of a shooter. My God.
Right.
We are better than this.
100%.
Oakland County Sheriff, all-around good guy, Mike Bouchard. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, my friend. You have a great day.
How's your son doing in his campaign?
He's doing great. He's working hard. All the polling that we've seen, internal and external, I have him way up, and he's just focusing on talking to folks and telling them their vision and his hope to serve the district.
Well, he was always a good kid who's become a really good man. Thank you. You and Pam have done a great job. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, sir. You have a great one.
Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard with Paul W. Smith in focus on WJR at 1243.